there is no desire at all. Or in pure devotees, also there is desire, but there is no inclination to act on that desire. Is that the question? Yeah.
Okay.
So,
okay. Power to read the mind.
Let me complete this. So actually, there are, as I said, there are two ways of looking at it. In one sense, if you have a body, with the body, it says the desire to eat will be natural. So at one level, eating, sleeping, mating, defending, These are simply drives that are produced by the very contact with the body. So just as we can't expect that just because somebody is a pure devotee, they will have no desire to eat. Isn't it? They will also have the desire to eat. And the desire to eat, they will regulate according to dharma. You know, they will act according, they will eat only that which is offered properly, that which is cooked properly. So one way of analyzing it is that these desires are simply biological drive that will come when the body is there. But a pure person will be able to, knows how to regulate the desire according to the principles of dharma. So for those in the renounced order, or those who are devoted to the Lord, very purely devoted to the Lord, then there is no inclination to act on this desire. This is one way of looking at it. Another way of looking at it is that now a pure devotee's consciousness is so filled with Krishna that they see everything in relationship with Krishna only. So, for example, a pure devotee, even they see, say, a woman. They don't see the woman as a woman. They see a woman as an associate of Krishna, as a gopi. And this is also meant to be engaged in Krishna's service. When they see it like that, see a woman like that, then there is no desire may also, that desire may also come. And with respect to this verse, when Ramanacharya says, when I get the desire, at that time, my lips curl in distaste. So now, it could be, one way of it is, this verse can be used as an example to say that even a pure devotee who is relishing the mellows of Krishna, that they can also get a desire, but they don't act on that desire. So it can be taken as an example, as a reference to substantiate the first view. But if somebody wants to hold on to the second view and say that pure devotees cannot have these desires, then we could say that this verse is spoken as an example for us. That actually they don't have any desires, but they're telling us even if we have desires, we should not be eager for those desires. We should actually turn away from those desires. So now, Srila Prabhupada also, there is that story that now Prabhupada said that it's not that I don't have lust, it's that I don't have any time for lust. So we could say that Prabhupada himself is telling that lust can be there in everyone. But this another way of looking at it could be that Prabhupada is actually, he is a pure devotee, but he is coming at our level and telling us that, better that even if you have lust, if you give no time for lust, lust will not be able to act on you. So, it generally when you are talking about acharyas, it is always better to give them the benefit of doubt. That means that if they are making some statements, it is better to, which can be taken in one way, they are very pure, another way, you can interpret that they are not so pure. It is better to always give them the benefit of doubt and say that they are pure and they are representing. They are representing the position of conditioned souls through such verses. But if somebody wants to take this as an example, that is fine. But in general, to avoid controversy, to avoid any, we may not have an offensive mentality at all. But any possibility somebody may think that they might be offensive, it's better to err on the side of caution over here. And as far as we are concerned, we don't have to necessarily become discouraged just because desires come. What is important is the more reliable sign of spiritual advancement is change of values, not change of desires. Change of values means that somebody may ask that after 10 years or so many years of practicing bhakti, still I get this desire. Is my bhakti working? So now 10 years before, when a person was a non-devotee, quite often they are eager for this desire. know, people actually watch movies and search on the internet to try to increase their desires. So earlier, we were welcoming the same desire. Now we are objecting to the presence of the desire. So this is a change of value. And change of value is a much more reliable symptom of advancement than change of desires. Desires may come and go, but if my values have changed, that means, what do I value? Earlier, we were valuing the desire itself. When the more desire comes, then I'll enjoy more. But now, I'm valuing purity. I'm valuing freedom from desire. So rather than worrying too much about some occasional desires coming into the mind and going off, what we can focus on is a change of values. And if our values have changed, that itself is an indication that we are advancing spiritually. Does that answer your question? Thank you.